goes just as long as I have you. To see me through, I have nothing to lose. Long as I have you. Waterfall, don't ever change your ways. Fall with me for a million days. Oh, my waterfall.
Is in progress and all systems are go.
It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
We've recorded some sounds which you can create in your own listening room.
Play several tracks at once, cut back and forth between two recorders.
You know it's very, very difficult to get into the groove.
You live and learn when you listen all day to
all that noise.
That's right.
I want power, respect, a feeling of importance.
We would tape it all.
Sample.
There's so much stuff.
Like looking for a needle in a haystack.
It's very vague.
It must spring from amongst us.
It's a coordinated electric system.
Riding on Mother is rough going. A fella has to hang on tight if he doesn't want to get tossed off.
This glorified dog's breakfast isn't actually illegal, but still not necessarily the wisest buy for all sorts of obvious reasons. Well clear of these characters because it'll all end in tears.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show. Thanks to Darren for another fine show of stereoscopic readout. We are going to do a special program today. I've been thinking about it for some time. It's a couple years that we presented it before. We're going to be getting into DJ Foods. Reading the 20th century today. It's a history of cut-up music. We'll tell you about that more in a little while. But that'll be coming up about 8 o'clock. So for right now, I've got the track for you from Food for Animals. An album is called Belly. The track I'm going to play for you is kind of the oddest one that I could find, believe it or not. And I can't find it again. There it is. Bubble Guts, Territory and My Breath. All in one track there. From on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
squash that. I need to smash that trash. I need to wash that dirty laundry. I need to wash that. I need to stop that. I need to stop that. I need to stop that. Cause my territory is my territory. And life without this shit is scary for me. I need to change that. I need to squash that. I need to smash that trash. I need to wash that dirty laundry. I need to wash that. I need to stop that.
That's kind of cool. Yes, that is Food for Animals track. Bubble Guts - Territory - My Breath. There you go. We're going to move on to The Gang now. The Gang with an album called Zero Hits. Probably a predictor of the band's future, perhaps. I don't know. They have hits here, though, I'm sure. College Radio. Here's one called Heaven's Happening right now on CITR. Thank you.
Regulations här, du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM i Vancouver, BC, Canada.
El niño de 13 años que mandaron a estudiar a Canadá porque los padres ya no aguantaban en su casa. La tía del mismo niño que vive en Cambi y que no pudo decir no cuando le encajaron al sobrino. La lluvia cayendo en forma de diluvio y el mismo diluvio. El salsero que odia el rock y se atreve a decir... ¿Qué música es esa? El ingeniero argentino que ahora vende dulce de leche. La princesa española que parece lista para salir fotografiada en una revista con nombre de saludo, pero que en realidad es recepcionista. El rubio alternativo que quiere aprender español para cuando vaya de vacaciones, pero que no entiende nada. El regiomontano que le trae ganas a la colombiana y la colombiana que no se deja. La viejita que dice... Quiten esa música de locos, por favor. El dentista que no encontró trabajo en un consultorio y ahora trabaja vendiendo visas para extranjeros. Esos mismos extranjeros que dejan todo por una visa y encuentran más lluvia que oportunidades, junto a la misma lluvia, junto a otros 20 extranjeros. La que llegó a estudiar en los 90s y se quedó viviendo en los 80s. El que se vino de indocumentado y no puede vivir sin Charlie... que le dice al otro indocumentado, que a su vez le dice al enchufado a sus audífonos. El invierno en todo su esplendor, con este clima miserable y salario mínimo. Uno para casi todos.
And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio. We just heard the Caesars with Easy Star. We heard the Gang in there from Zero Hits. And what did I say that was again? Yeah, that was Heaven's Happening. Heaven's Happening. Just a few minutes away from a special event here. Raiding the 20th Century, project of DJ Food, doing a history of the cut-up for right now. Going to bring you some, what we call this, Acceptor from Debt. And, let's see. Can't find my tracks here. Where are the tracks? It's called Any and Every here on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you. in the category, okay? Just put the rock and roll in with the rock and roll. Put the R&B in with the R&B.
Have faith, children.
I mean, you're not going to put Charlie Parker in with the rock and roll, would you?
What does it all mean?
I don't know. Who is Charlie Parker?
Jazz!
For a proposition like this, we need a guy with class, with dignity, a gentleman of the old school, and...
Jazz!
Jazz!
The ladies
in the house.
Come on, let me hear you say
The boys in the house.
Come on, let me hear you say ho.
All right, little trouble there getting the computer thing going for us. Anyway, in the background, Steinsky's What Does It All Mean from the retrospective 1983 to 2006. This is Steinsky and Double D with Jazz. So for right now, let's tell you... about where we're going with this right now. DJ Food, let me see if I can properly get this up for you. Because now I got several things going on, and it's just, it's hard to explain. But I gotta find this. Well, listen to this for a second.
And anybody that messes with me or my organization... Well, my family is in trouble. I'm from the old school.
Party people, are you ready?
Right. DJ Food raiding the 20th century words and music expansion starring Paul Morley and a cast of thousands, okay? On January 18th, 2004, Strictly Kev premiered the original Raiding the 20th Century on XFM's The Remix Show in London. It was a 40-minute attempt to catalog the history of cut-up music, be it avant-garde, tape manipulation, turntable megamixes, or bastard pop mashups. It rapidly spread through the web and managed to cause a full-scale server crash on boomselection.info when they hosted it due to the volume of net traffic, you see. Shortly afterwards, he read Paul Morley's recently published book, this was 2 years ago though, Words and Music, and was amazed that certain chapters mirrored parts of his mix. Apart from the fact that the title Raiding the 20th Century was coined by Morley 20 years before for a future Art of Noise project. He also featured Alvin Lucier, who purely by chance was sampled on the opening track of the mix. Kev decided to expand his idea to make the definitive document on cut-up music, including many other parts. Omitted by the constraints of original radio session, and after months of further research, he tracked Morley down, and they recorded passages from Words and Music, especially for this mix, in an attempt to marry the two and finish something that neither of them actually started. You see... A year to the day of the original airing, the newly expanded version was ready. So this is from 2006. Raiding the 20th Century by DJ Food, starring Paul Morley and a cast of thousands. Now let's see if it plays again.
The most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
Can you do it?
I got today's facts beyond
love. I know I ain't much, but you can have me for free.
And trends say it's going to promise to get much, much worse.
It's free.
I'm a Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow kind of girl. You know what I mean?
No request is
improviser. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see. So you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink or party. Cause I'm not looking to throw up for nobody. No, I'm a spiel, hoping it wouldn't feel. This is like having a delicious meal.
And well, moving the crowd, well, that's a must. I got some words that apply to us. And that's mesmerizing, tantalizing. Captivate a full bubble button. If you wanna know the real deal about the free, well, let me tell you what triple trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed.
All they have to do is to buy each album and make a track out of it. Instead of having the White Album or Abbey Road, we make an album by having to fit it into some kind of format and make it, put it on tape, track by track, you know? And it's far better music, and that's why it caused trouble, because otherwise the music is just the same, only on separate albums.
Back on the couch. We'll put some.
When I step up in the place, ain't your watch step correct? Ooh, ah, got you all in check. I got that head guard shit that make you break your neck. Ooh, ah, got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. Ooh, ah, got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. Ooh, ah, got you all in check.
You big disgrace, somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Alright, everybody.
We will rock you.
Yeah.
We will rock
in a room not like the room you're in, using their heads and a sense of where music connects and disconnects. Pro-tooled up laptop artists make their contribution to the way music is splitting up into a billion different available bits of sound and feeling.
Crazy.
Fragmenting into the dust of eternity.
I'm crazy.
Spiraling into infinity.
I'm crazy.
Crazy. Crazy swiftly tamed, turned into a commercial promotional add-on.
I'm crazy.
But for a while, the mating of one song with entirely another, for reasons of sound, seriousness and silliness, creates the true sound of the 21st century. Pop has been everything for 50 years.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
And now it can be all this, mixed up to loops of near reality.
I've been trained to bust when a stranger busts, trying to endanger us. Praise me, y'all. Don't nothing faze me, y'all. When they see me, they gaze me, y'all. Crazy, y'all. They say I'm a myth. Trust me, if somebody ripped out of the depths of your imaginations, appears Will Smith. Better act right, play nice, and sing along. Cause K is back in the hype. What? Bring it on.
The best guess of this jockey is a good experiment.
Mr. Kent thought Ray's hobby of collecting unusual noises would make a good feature story. I agree.
Sit down, I'll play you some of the things that I've got. I keep all my sounds cataloged in here. Now this first one is one of my favorites.
Tonight we are slaves to no one, except the rhythm.
That's the sound that I'm police. That's the sound that I'm police. That's the sound that I'm police.
time you listen to this recording, something will happen.
Ends not with a bang nor even a whimper, but quietly or loudly, homeless, in the home. It's from the home, which is nowhere in sight unless it's your own, that the art of the bootleg mix appears, whereby anonymous raiders of the 20th century, or bastards, armed with a decent hard drive, a lust for life, a love of music that borders on the diseased, and a warped sense of humour, mash up tracks taken off the internet, twist genres across themselves, and rewrite musical history in a way musicians would never think of. Access on the internet to a cappella vocals and instrumental backing tracks means that homebodies, who are all in the mind, can ignore legalities and logic and all manner of niceties and splice together any music that takes their fancy. Destiny's Child's horny bootalicious is masked in with Nirvana's holy Smells Like Teen Spirit to create Smells Like Booty.
Can you handle this? Michelle, can you handle this? Beyonce, can you handle this?
Right here and now, we're attempting to cram select slices of the last 100 years into an hour, raiding the 20th century, just because we can, and because something I said 20 years ago sparked an idea in Strictly Kev's head.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Around 8:30 p.m. Baghdad time, Saddam Hussein killed every Iraqi citizen, our servicemen and women, and the secret police, and our coalition allies. In the heart of the Middle East. The operation was carried out with skill and precision.
It doesn't carry on in a logical order, and then you come back in where you started.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
I think we ought to learn just what this is all about.
I'll explain everything right from the beginning. Then it'll all be very clear.
Way back.
You, huh? We got a good one today.
Yeah, nice.
Helen, you have your cassettes or CDs?
Yeah, I have the CDs.
Great.
Should I assume people know I'm sitting in a room, or shouldn't I?
No.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice.
Alvin Lucia's I Am Sitting in a Room is an electroacoustic classic. I think it's a clue to the fact it exists, that it can be described as such, and also as a looping classic, as a minimalist classic. It is a cornerstone in the world of resonant frequencies, and I have seen it in numerous lists of important, influential music. Hopefully, by mentioning electroacoustic, resonant frequencies, minimalism and looping, you're beginning to see more of the decoration in the room that Lucia is sitting in. Listening to I Am Sitting in a Room, as I remember I once did, somewhere, somehow, in some way, made me think of the very beginning of time, even the time before time, if that was time. It made me think of a place where there was no space and no place for space. It slipped me back in time to when there was no time. As the sound of the piece developed, I drifted into the musical patterns that were forming as sound collapsed and reformed, and thought of how this musical story began at the absolute beginning of everything, when there was nothing but a beginning.
The story began in the 1940s with the invention of magnetic tape. The new possibilities offered by tape recording were soon being eagerly exploited by avant-garde composers, notably the Musique Concrète school in France.
Paris, deserts. Like much of the new music of the time, it is totally tuneless. Paris dislikes the term music, preferring organised sound. The piece includes a number of tape sounds meant to be played back during the performance. The tape segments include factory noises recorded in sawmills in Philadelphia. This, in techno terms, is the first sample. Avant-garde exploitation of sound before the existence of the youth movement in music.
Now, these experiments started not on tape recorders, but on paper. In 1959, Brian Gysin applied the montage technique to words on a page. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events, suggesting that perhaps when you cut into the present, the future leaks out. The next step was cut-ups on the tape recorder. And the first tape recorder cut-ups were a simple extension of cut-ups on paper. You record, say, 10 minutes on the recorder. Then you spin the reel backwards or forwards, just like that, without recording. Stop at random and cut in a phrase.
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result.
In the grooves of this record is the sound of John Cage.
The medium of our time, electric art circuitry, profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours information.
During the 1960s, the work of electronic composers like Milton Babbitt was treated with great seriousness by the musical establishment.
Why is it that the kind of words one associates all too frequently with electronic music are words like bloop and bleep, aren't they?
More help in locating the sitting room that was the private space of Alvin Lucia will come from moving into the area occupied by Steve Reich's 1965 It's Gonna Rain. One Sunday afternoon, Reich, who had been experimenting extensively with tape loops since 1963, recorded Brother Walter, a black Pentecostal preacher who was speaking his thoughts on what would happen at the end of the world. Walter's voice was highly musical, and his sermon was almost chanted or sung. Reich made two loops of the same material. By accident, because of small motor variations in the speed of the two tape recorders, Wright discovered what happens when two identical tape loops gradually fall out of sync from each other. In the first part of It's Gonna Rain, he looped the two recordings of the voice together, moved them out of phase with each other, slipped them back in unison again. In the second part, he used loops of a longer length. Thus, what starts out as a two-voice sound becomes four voices, with one pair out of phase with another pair. Finally, it breaks into eight parts. And the effect is, as Wright described, a kind of controlled chaos, which may be appropriate to the subject matter, the end of the world.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, play devil tracks at once.
Of
course, when you play in that phrase, you've wiped out what's ever there, and you have a new juxtaposition.
Good bread.
Because I was making, $2.71 an hour.
Now, how random is random? We know so much that we don't consciously know that we know that perhaps the cut-in was not random.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
I did it. I'm sitting in a room in 1969.
The first piece I made that I felt had something to do with that was called I'm Sitting in a Room, where I recycled speech, recorded speech in a room, and then played it back into the room, and made a recording of that and played it back into the room. Pretty soon the room acoustics, that's all you're going to hear at the end of the piece. So it's really the space in the room that makes the sound.
So it was that the Radiophonic Workshop officially came into being on April 1st, 1958, located in cramped quarters within the vast BBC building at Maida Vale.
We had this commission to do Major Bloodknot's Stomach, and it was a loud explosion and fairly bodily function noises.
The musicians of the Radiophonic Workshop somehow produced sounds that, for a generation of British television viewers, symbolised the future.
Talk out. Now, here are some takes made with all the technical facilities of the BBC in London, and they show, I think, what can be done within one phrase.
And the number nine was an engineer's voice. You know, they have test tapes, and the voice was saying, this is number nine megacycles. He was talking like that, and I just like the way he said number nine.
Number nine.
When I was mixing the record, I just had a radio in the room that was tuned to some BBC channel all the time, and we did about, I don't know, half a dozen mixes, and I just used whatever was coming through at the time. I never knew it was King Lear until years later somebody told me, because I could hardly make out what he was saying. It was interesting to mix the whole thing with a live radio coming through it.
How much of Revolution Number 9 was accidental?
Well, it's like an action painting. I had a lot of loops, tape loops, which is just a circle of tape. People don't understand it, it repeats itself over and over. I had about 10 of them on different mono machines, all spinning at once with pencils and things holding them. I had a basic track, which was the end of the Revolution song, and I just played it sort of live into another tape and just brought them in on faders like you do as a DJ, and brought them in like that, and it was accidental in that way. I think I did it twice, maybe, and the second one was the take.
Right,
That's very good. Thank you, John. Run back the tape, please, Richard.
There's several days' work on that tape. For perhaps the 100th time, the engineer runs it back to the start for yet another stage in the making of an almost certain hit record.
All over here.
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time?
Please, Mr. Know-It-All.
Did you ever see starlight come rushing from the sky?
The storm ain't big enough for the both of us.
My name's Kenny Everett.
Hello?
Kenny Everett. And this record you're hearing is an advertisement for Wireless Workshop. Conveniently situated next to the bedroom in my flat, it is a complete and sophisticated radio production studio capable of making jingles. Oh, by the way, we do sound effects as well.
Hey, bub.
Yes?
To which station are you tuned to?
I'm tuned to Capital.
Really?
They're cuddly.
Try us in VHF. We're even cuddlier.
And now, it's time for a break.
By the early 1970s, techniques of tape manipulation were being superseded.
I used to come home from school and used to go in the room and practice a lot. This particular day, I was playing the music a little bit too loud. And my mom came and, you know, banged on the door. And when she was banging on the door, I was, you know, still playing music. So when she opened the door, I cut the music down. So I was still holding the record, moving it back and forth, you know? And then I thought about it. I said, well, this really sounded like something, you know? Interjecting another record with another record. So as time went by, you know, I experimented with it and used different records and practiced it. And it became scratch.
The official adventures of
the Grandmaster Flash!
I'm here with my very special guest, Grandmaster Flash.
How you doing?
And what is it that you are first at?
I was first at taking a passage of music off vinyl, which unjustifiably was the shortest part of the record. We used to call it the Get Down part, but then it became known as the break. I would take duplicate copies of a record and take this break that was sometimes 8 to 10 seconds long and extend it seamlessly to the beat to 25 minutes if I wanted to, you know.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio, and we're hearing DJ Foods reading the 20th century, the history of cut-ups and you know, that sort of thing. And Thunderbird Radio Hell comes on at 9 o'clock. We should get back to this as soon as possible. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is DJ Bleak. And I will not bother you till the end of... Well, I won't bother you. All right, here you go.
You know, or manipulating a break, or like taking that particular passage and rearranging the arrangement, rubbing the record back and forth here, this, that, playing around with the vinyl, so to speak.
Certain DJs had come before you who were tremendous influences. Who were those DJs who influenced you the most?
Well, I say Kool Herc was one. This gentleman by the name of DJ Jones, who was big on the disco side of DJ, you know. Uh-huh. He was a great blender. He would blend from one record carefully to the next. There were three people who sort of in control of the Bronx. It was, you know, Flash in the one area, Kool Herc in one area, Van Body in the other.
Kiss FM. It's the Saturday night Master Mix Dance Party with Albert Caballero and Tony Moran, better known as the Latin Rascals.
played it for her, you play it for me.
Now we come to the payoff.
Play it.
Check this out. Play for the hip-hop. Play it on the street. Play it on the radio.
Sharon, do you love the Supreme Team show?
Play it at the party.
Were there any radio DJs that you loved?
Red Alert, he was more like a mixer, but he had a radio show. And I call him the godfather of the mix.
The
show.
House show.
Where did this material come from?
We would tape it all. Some sample.
And say, children.
So much stuff.
What does it all mean?
Put a needle in a haystack.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
Lesson 3.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed.
I would say we probably got a couple hundred hours, and I would dare say that we probably got 1,000 yet to go.
You don't know enough about hip-hop music.
The flying saucers are real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown. Take it away, John.
Here's Johnny. What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Here is a bulletin. Here is a bulletin.
What is it?
Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
In Dallas, Texas,
it appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. In the motorcade route.
You're listening to Some Assembly Required. My name is John. If you're just tuning in, our featured artist this episode is Steinsky. I spoke with Steinsky about the art of appropriation.
I called up one or two people at CBS, and I sort of delineated the project for them. And they, out of hand, they just went, wow, you know, we, good luck, buddy. You'll never get that kind of permission from us. And so I thought, oh, the hell with it, so I'll just do it.
And they just, they laughed at you, it sounds like.
Well, yeah. Well, I would too if I was them.
Well, yeah, but isn't it arguable that given the media's involvement in making that occurrence such a public one, that we should be allowed to use the media to express our own personal experiences of the event?
Nope.
You don't think so?
I don't buy it. Hell no, man. I mean, if I own the copyright to Walter Cronkite, that's mine. Period. Forget it.
Okay, so you respect copyright.
Well, I respect it in theory. I obviously don't respect it in fact.
How do you justify that then?
I don't. This is what I do, man. God put me on earth to make these records. You know, so the rest is all commentary. I'm going to make the records. I don't even think about it too much, to tell you the truth.
In Dallas, Texas, President Kennedy.
It appears as though something has happened.
Died
in the motorcade route.
1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We seem to be lurching forward randomly in time, like a needle skipping on a record player.
Say, kids, what time is it?
Time.
Yeah, we got it. It's all on tape.
Time.
Listen. Play back to it.
Time.
I'm just playing good part.
The motorcade sped on.
Cold cuts on the mix.
Super Bear is looking for something to do. Or someone to play with. Or just something really exciting and dangerous to happen.
I want you to listen to something. I've cut out sections of tape, stuck them together.
Welcome to the church of what kind
of... Oh, sure.
Now, here's some party stuff.
A journey into sound.
Hit it, Mike!
Still come up with
Big Apple
Productions.
Let's in pieces.
Overheated, the record broke. Keep on
rocking.
Rock's the best.
You go into these stores and you see all these 12 inches on the wall, and there's all these sort of bootleg party 12 inches that mix together all the big hits of the day. You actually pioneered that as well, didn't you?
Yeah, you can say that. It's probably a takeoff of what I did, you know, humanly, you know, going through just sort of a collage of records, one behind another, to the beat, you know.
Cutting should be used as and when the situation demands. If you're not concentrating, you may miss
By the year 1990, we should see many amazing technological advances.
I'm very curious what you think about today's generation of turntablists. If you've been checking out any of the younger DJs.
Rock Raid is probably one of my favorites. I love this cat, Q-Bird.
Yep.
I like the Executioner. I like his rack circles. All these cats, man, that came after me. Like, thank God somebody was paying attention to this thing I was creating, because back then it was no blueprint, it wasn't nothing. I was just, you know, in search of.
Able to bring this milestone in scientific achievement directly to you live. As it happened.
Combinations of music.
Do you think that Led Zeppelin and Frank Sinatra would go together?
Fly me to New York.
No.
Come on, everybody! Come on, everybody!
Oh, I'm sorry, I had the wrong turntable.
Well, what do you think?
I like your energy.
What the fuck?
They don't understand the presentation.
They could be still making a lot of records and a lot of money to the record companies in 1992. That's what we've been talking about. Who is going to be, who has the staying power, who will be around 7 years from now.
Number one.
It's a big, big business.
And yet another perfect cut.
It was exciting because it was so foreign to the adult. When I first played, I said, is this for real?
Yes! The rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time to get deep. The enemy,
don't hit me!
Back!
The name Tape. Beatles come from.
Shoot!
It is what is new and what is, as we say, on the cutting edge. Well, and a certain kind of high culture is popular in the root sense of that word.
In a decade that has seen considerable turmoil, the Tape Beatles have been able to endure and expand. The group commitment to innovation has enabled it to capitalize on opportunity. And at the helm, there's always been four charismatic leaders whose peers use words like genius to describe it.
Wow. Sound editing just gets easier and easier.
And now it's People Like Us.
Hello, and welcome to People Like Us. How much do most of us know about
People Like Us?
I've never heard of you.
That's the letter U and the numeral 2.
With you, no one else, just you.
Here's the first top 40 hit.
Guess what?
For the Irish band from Dublin who call themselves U2.
I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls. Yeah.
Here's the question. We will
rock. We will rock. Some may ask, why rock out now? The answer is clear.
Very big change in music in the last 10 or 12 years.
That sounds quite interesting.
You like that, huh?
And I'm just a little bit.
I think everything's improved, the sound's improved.
We're going to this next item. Yes, we are. I was a bit confused about it. I couldn't understand quite why it began where it did and finished where it did, and the sequence of events.
And now, if you will, accompany me on a journey to the future. Mr. Wells has kindly lent me his time machine.
Oh, I can hardly wait to start the machine. Oh, I do hope the people enjoy it.
Okay. Fasten your safety belt.
I mean, it starts at one point.
1970.
Time continues to skip forward randomly.
90.
And then...
2000.
You come back in where you started.
Wow. Travel so fast that here we are in 2000 already.
Some bootleggers, who are actually more librarians of lunacy, cram 100 intros from songs into 12 minutes, recognising that no one has the time to listen to everything unless it is processed into an abbreviated form of excitement that performs its nostalgia fast, so you don't have to leave the present for too long, which is never a particularly good idea. And I very much like the Strokes when their music is mixed up in a bootleg sense with the music of pole dancing pop fiasco, Christina Aguilera. A stroke of genius, a blasting together of one Strokes thing, hard to explain, and one Aguilera song, Genie in a Bottle, conjures up the reality-bending shock of the new that the Strokes lack. The stupid sublime stitching together of heated machined pop dripping with money and reheated New York punk scratched out of the fake history books creates a ravishing blur of signals, signatures, speeds and gaps in time that please me in the places where I like to be pleased. A stroke of genius sounds like new sound, and at the end of the 20th century into the beginning of the 21st century, it was commercial pop that was sounding more exciting than commercial rock.
I do say so myself. And I'll be killing two birds with one stone. Two birds with one stone.
I don't care what they say. I'm not about to pay nobody's way. But it's all about the dog in me. Mm-hmm. I won't break it, you're gone. Break it, you're gone. Break it, just like me. Mississippi putting it down. I'm the hottest.
your mother. Y'all can stop. Y'all can stop.
Sorry to interrupt your song, but I'm pressed for time.
Is your women there? The biggie bounce. I know you did the way I.
Okay, ready.
What's happening?
I'm the X Factor.
Random sampling error.
I'm gonna pray that my lead holds. You'll be taking random samplings of river water.
Love is the kind of thing we find it. Also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broken soul. No, I don't want your number, no. Don't want none of your time, and no. I don't want no scrub. The scrub is the guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. My own ring. Only when it's early, when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question your fate.
Yes, how?
Question your fate.
Yes, how?
Question your fate.
Yes, how?
Your fate. Question.
We're looking for Roy.
Me. And I'ma give you some attention tonight. Follow my intuitions, what's your wishing? See, I'ma keep you up all night for a long time. So start counting the way.
Hot stuff at the time. Hell, even now I bet you could get at least $35 for it on eBay.
For free music, it's a minority, very small minority.
I'd burn that music fast.
John's not mad.
He's not crazy.
John's not mad.
He's not crazy.
John's not mad.
I don't think he's always a psychotic.
John's not mad.
Crazy or something? You're not.
I created a monster.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for the sons of bitches who bootleg my record. Do you have the brains to make your own record? Well, maybe with the money you made off the bootleg, you can go out.
Breathe and stop for real and give it what you got. Just breathe and stop for real and give it what you got. Give it what you got. Give it what you got. Give it on the block. Give it what you got. And give it what you got. Give it what you got. Give it what you got. Give it on the block.
You don't wanna speak my name. Mess around, get that ass blown away. Fool blown away. I ain't never need to put on your shades. I know you feel me though. You're hating on me, but you hear me though. 20-inch rim sitting crazy low. I'm a crazy hoe. I'ma keep the party live. Me and Timberland gon' flip it tonight. Keep your hands in the sky. Wave them around like you're crazy high. Time to get shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you like
you fucking.
Mr. DJ, want you play that song?
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ, want you play that song?
Put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby.
Problem.
from somewhere, I get a message from Kylie. It comes to me at the exact moment I first hear Can't Get You Out of My Head blended with New Order's Blue Monday, which is, a lot of the time, my favourite piece of pop music by my favourite group.